Welcome to the Friday, January 6th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording today from Jacksonville, Florida. As usual, Microsoft released a preview of its upcoming monthly security bulletins. The full bulletins will be released on Tuesday. A total of 7 bulletins will be released. All but one of the bulletins will affect Windows. The 7th bulletin will affect Microsoft developer tools. Only the first bulletin affecting Windows is considered critical, while the remaining are considered only important, according to the pre-announcement. Security company SecureAlert has a write-up of a new version of the RAMNet Trojan. This malware family is known as a password stealer. The latest version observed by SecureAlert now adds Facebook passwords to its list of targets. It was originally found to steal FTP passwords and such. The variant has so far been reported actually mostly in the UK and France. The write-up doesn't really explain why, and overall, they so far think it stole about 45,000 credentials for Facebook accounts worldwide. And opposed to the popular copy and paste site, Pastebin alleges that Symantec antivirus source code was leaked. As evidence, a large number of file names that suggest a relationship to Norton antivirus is listed. There was no actual source code leaked at this point, so it's really not clear whether or not this is real. There hasn't been a Symantec response, at least I haven't seen one so far. And Pastebin also suffered another denial of service attack. Not clear exactly who is responsible for it, but probably as Pastebin clears up some of these leaks that are posted to its site, they may suffer some retaliation to that effect. Online brokerage and bank E-Trade also suffered a denial of service attack over the holidays. Apparently it started just before Christmas and the attack consisted of a flood of emails. Now E-Trade avoided the main effect of the attack by blocking traffic from some countries that the emails originated from. But however, if you were unlucky enough to reside in one of these countries, then you were not able to reach E-Trade's website. The attack apparently lasted about from Christmas to around New Year's. And a convicted murderer in Florida is getting lucky, or he's getting a new trial, in part due to a computer virus. Now, this is somewhat interesting, a little bit convoluted, but during his trial, there was, as a typical, a stenographer taking notes. However, the stenographer didn't take enough paper for the stenography machine, so part of the record was kept electronic. Now, the stenographer copied the record over to a PC owned by the stenographer, but then that PC was infected by a virus and the record was erased. That's in so far bad that now without the record for this part of the trial essentially became invalid, and this at this point convicted murderer is getting a new trial. Now, of course, the new trial is probably going to end like the first trial. The same witnesses will get called and so on. However, with that, there is some substantial expense that has to be incurred for having this new trial. And evidently, they can't just sort of redo the part of the trial they're missing. They have to redo the entire trial, get a new jury in, get all the witnesses in again, and then come up with a new verdict. And in false positives today, OpenDNS blocked access to googleapis.com. The big deal here is that this domain is used in part to host jQuery, which is a very popular JavaScript library. We use it on our site as well. We host it locally, but many people just essentially refer and load it from Google's website. There's also a copy on Bing, but websites that used Google's hosting for jQuery were affected by this, and the outage apparently lasted up to 3 hours. Well, and this is it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.